Punch Audio presents What Blooms Beneath. Written by A.D. Ellis. Performed by Corey Getman. Chapter 1. Kellen Roberts. Earth. The year 2044. What is this place? The words escaped, echoing in the damp cave before I could stop them. The person in front of me stopped dead before turning. Dark eyes, wide and filled with fear, gazed in my direction.
How did you find your way here? You shouldn't be here.
I followed you from the Department of Natural Resources Preservation. I shrugged. You left your soil sample. I tried to catch up, but couldn't get your attention until you stopped here. I glanced behind me to the waterfall I'd slipped behind to follow the object of my pursuit. In front of me, to my left, a ray of sunlight filtered through the rock wall and illuminated a purple haze behind the person? Creature? Being? I wasn't exactly sure. I wanted to say person. They looked very much like a human, but I couldn't be sure.
Ah, yes, the sample. Well, thank you kindly. You may leave it there on that rock and be on your way.
Honestly, I wasn't sure. Nothing worse than misgendering a person. For the time being, I'd go with the gender-neutral they or them. They threw a furtive glance over their shoulder toward a dark opening in the cave wall, hidden slightly by a large rock, before flipping long blonde hair from their eyes. A very pale and serious face glared at me, as if willing me to leave. Wait, what's your name? What university do you attend? I took a step forward, and immediately, a warmth consumed my body, despite the cool dampness of the cave.
University? The head cocked. I don't attend a university.
Oh, my bad. I just assumed since you were bringing in soil samples that you were a student. I work there most days as a custodian. I stepped closer still and put out my hand. I'm Kellen Roberts, by the way. The person stared at my hand as if it were a snake preparing to strike. Several awkward moments passed before a hand reached out to tentatively touch mine. Even in the dim light of the cave, I could see pale, almost translucent skin, highlighted by a barely there purple shimmer. A pleasant current skittered up my arm when our hands touched.
I'm Roan. Thank you for bringing me my bag, but I really must go.
Roan snatched the bag before scurrying behind an enormous rock and disappearing. Wait, don't go! I called out, but Roan was gone. For an entire week, I watched people coming and going at the Department of Natural Resources Preservation. I was a custodian with hopes of eventually taking enough classes and earning enough knowledge to be on staff, despite the government not usually allowing very many people to succeed in their choice of career. My real dream was to work in the Department of Paranormal, Supernatural, and Fantasy Sciences, but I'd failed every application I'd submitted. I simply had not an iota of paranormal, supernatural, or fantasy, extrasapien, in my veins. Because the DNRP worked so closely with the DPSFS, I'd finally convinced myself that working with natural resources would be my next best bet. For a week, I didn't see Roan at the DNRP, which was frustrating. But the frustration turned to confusion, intrigue, and anxious wonder when I retraced the steps I'd taken on the day I followed Roan and found not a single trace of the waterfall, the cave, the rocks, absolutely nothing.
Kellen, you were clearly tripping on some good shit.
Dane, my ex-girlfriend, but still somewhat close friend, stated when I shared the mystery. Dane and I had broken up for several reasons. First, she swore she wanted to set me free because of my pansexuality. I honestly think Dane just wanted the freedom to sleep around without feeling guilty. I likely loved her at some point.